The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, you never know what you're dealing with in the world of showbiz. This weekend, as we said, is all about the Irish film scene. But what about those working behind the scenes, keeping the tape rolling? Shifra Mulqueen has been speaking with people with unexpected jobs in the movie business.
Somewhere between hostage negotiator, photographer, detective work, kind of falls into tour guide. It's not a very linear career choice.
Catherine Geary plays all of those roles as location manager. She's scouted for movies like Star Wars, Skyfall and Batgirl.
Very few projects that come into Northern Ireland are set in Northern Ireland, so we're always cheating, we're always pretending that we're somewhere else. So I've worked in 1940s Berlin in the middle of Belfast, I've worked in New York somehow in the middle of Belfast, I've done Bollywood in the middle of Belfast, which is very strange, with 10 days notice. We start off on roads following pathways, but a lot of the time these corners that we need to find are off the beaten track. Or I spend a lot of time following very abstract leads. They can come from a conversation with a man in his tractor, and you stop on the road and you chat and you explain what you're looking for, and maybe they know of a corner that isn't obvious. We needed this like powerful, flowing, racing, surging river that was meant to be the birth of the Danube. So actually, my son's grandfather is a salmon fisherman, so he knew all the rivers. So he told me to go to the Roe River in Limavady, and it was very beautiful, and it gave us what we needed. You have to very much think outside the box. Whenever we go into work on something like a science fiction movie and you're looking for landscape, I mean, what does Mars look like? Certain quarries are perfect for science fiction because you've got brutal rock powder and cliff edges and can look like space. And then when you find something that you know is right, I mean, it's golden. It's hard to explain, just the right feeling. Then you show it to a designer and maybe they think it's not and you're still looking.
I could talk to the animals, just imagine it.
Over the years, we've taught cats to act like dogs, snails to climb up window panes, frogs to sit still. The snail actually moved faster than the frog. So, look, it was a grace of God shot. You name it. We have no shame when it came to money about what we worked with.
Rita Maloney of Furcroft Animal Actors.
We did all the animals on Animal Farm, assisted with the training of the pigs. They were really interesting to work with. So we had to teach them. We had to coax them. Everything was done for custard cream biscuits.
No, Jenny! Out!
She just wants a bit of company, Siobhan.
Animals is for outside, I've told you.
Let me tell you, Jenny was a bigger star than Colin Farrell or Brendan Gleeson in Jenny's mind.
One of Rita's most recent productions was Martin McDonagh's Banshees of Inisherin. She worked closely with Jenny the donkey, who played herself.
She did trade on her good looks and bad attitude. She made it known to everybody on the set that she was the most important thing there.
Yeah, and we had actually had a good friendship off camera as well, up until a point.
When poor Colin tried to upstage her one day, she just kicked him. We had to put up with all this diva donkey rubbish. The set was always very quiet when the animals were there. Martin was besotted with her, allowed her time to get it right. You know, you could see him nearly wanting to pull his hair out now and again. The scenes were harder when more animals were involved. Like at one stage in Porrig's small little cottage, we had Minnie the horse, Charlie the calf, his mother the cow, Morse the dog, and Jenny the donkey. And the actor, and the sound, and the lights, and a few handlers. Oh, the smell.
I'm a regular time traveller.
Anne-Marie Tobin works behind the scenes in film and TV as a food stylist.
I have done numerous period movies, medieval, Regency, Georgian. You can make game pies and you can put pheasants, feathers. I've cooked for dinosaurs, I've cooked for fairies. For Disenchanted, we had to make many weird and wonderful things. It was poisonous apples at one stage, and my neighbours came over with purple nail varnish. They were out in the garden and they were painting apples with purple nail varnish to give a sinister and wicked look to the apples. It's not as fake as it used to be. When food styling started in the 70s and 80s, they used to use things like concrete or mashed potatoes for ice cream. Particularly, say, club sandwiches that are really filled up to keep the lettuce in place. I would often use pins. If anyone were to eat my sandwiches, sometimes they might get a mouthful of metal.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
You have to allow actors time for their musculature to change, because that's really what it's about. The difference between the word car or kyar or car, it's a slight change in the musculature, and that can take time for the actor to get used to it, in the same way that, you know, you can't get fit watching aerobics on TV.
Dialect coach Paul Mazalides is highly regarded in his field. After the success of Normal People, the demand for dialect training rose, as productions recognised the value in getting it right. Paul coached British actress Daisy Edgar-Jones.
Her father was from Belfast, so she had an insight into Irish sounds, but of course they were the wrong Irish sounds. And so she really had to kind of unlearn a few things. Once you have the vowels and the consonants correct and the shapes are right, it still doesn't make sense unless the melody is there, unless the rhythms are there. So for me, it was finding the most unaffected Sligo sounds. So we listened to a lot of YouTube interviews of local GAA teams.
We got relegated this year, but look, it was a huge, huge learning curve for our lads, for myself, for the management team and all the players.
Real people talking in a real way, and that can be the foundation for any actor.
Why can't you say it, Shannon? Why can't you say you like my hat? Why can't you say you like my suit? I've earned this!
To get the sound right, you really have to smile, like E. The leprechaun trap is that you elongate the duration of the vowel. So instead of going really, they're going really. The same with ooh, you're so cool, as opposed to you're so cool. Or even an O sound, you can either make it too short, it'd be like, oh, so is that where you're going? As opposed to, oh, is that where you're going? It becomes almost like an assault on our ears.
But for Catherine, there's one aspect of the job she still can't get her head around.
We're the people that ask you if we can, you know, if you're interested in us using your house. So I could knock on your door and you've never met me and I'm a complete stranger and I'm saying, do you mind if I come in and photograph your bedroom for a TV series? And you go, oh, sure, no problem. When is this going to be filmed? And you go, at some point within the next year. And how long would you be in the bedroom for? Well, I'm not really sure. And who are the actors? Well, we're not really sure about that yet either. The information we have can be very limited. It's not easy.
The leprechaun trap. I love it. Sheef from Old Queen has been speaking there and reporting on that. Thank you very much to Sheef for that. Bob, one of the listeners, sent in a joke actually this morning talking about our earlier interview and Michael Jackson's son's dog being called McGillicuddy. And he wonders if the dog wasn't washed regularly, would they rename it McGillicuddy Reeks? Boom, boom. It's early in the morning for those kinds of jokes.